them did what he would have loved to do, which is explore the ship's more exotic precincts. The man loved the opulence of the ship just as he loved Pullman Palace cars and giant fireplaces, but his foot problem tempered his enjoyment. He recognized that the systemic malaise that caused it was a consequence, in part, of his own refusal over the years to limit his courtship of the finest wines, foods, and cigars. The pain reminded him daily that his time on the planet was nearing an end. Just before the voyage, he told a friend, "This prolonging of a man's life doesn't interest me when he's done his work and has done it pretty well." The man was Daniel Hudson Burnham, and by now his name was familiar throughout the world. He was an architect and had done his work pretty well in Chicago, New York, Washington, San Francisco, Manila, and many other cities. He and his wife Margaret were sailing to Europe in the company of their daughter and her husband for a grand tour that was to continue through the summer. Burnham had chosen this ship, the RMS Olympic of the White Star Line, because it was new and glamorous and big. At the time he booked passage, the Olympic was the largest vessel in regular service, but just 2 days before his departure, a sister ship, a slightly